In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the feast day of Saint John Baptiste de la Salle, and he was a Frenchman who was living in 1600s, and he's important to us because Saint John Baptiste de la Salle is the patron of all school teachers. This man was planning to become a priest and then have a high position in as a church career, and he indeed become a priest. But he eventually, when seeing the needs of poor children, Saint John Baptist abandoned all his dreams and plans of making a big career in a church, and instead he chose to become a teacher. He opened schools for girls and boys who were poor and could not otherwise have been procured a good Catholic education. When Saint John Baptist de la Salle opened his schools, he first had trouble with discipline, not with students, but with teachers. Many teachers on those days were not motivated to help the poor children, because if they would teach the children of nobility or rich families, they too could make a good career for themselves. But nobody was really interested about the poor. They thought that the poor children could only be raised to do some hard manual work, basically being servants of all their lives. And Saint John Baptist de la Salle eventually got himself better teachers who were really caring about the poor children. But to guarantee his work would continue in the future, he established the own order dedicated of giving good Catholic education to children, and he named this order the Brothers of the Christian Schools. Eventually, people even outside Paris, the capital where he was living, they started to send young men to be trained by Saint John Baptist de la Salle, so that he would train them to become teachers for their poor children as well. Eventually, the work got very good start, and the Brothers of the Christian School started to establish schools all the way to France and even abroad. He wrote a great book called Conduct of Schools, and there he lined the main principles which all his teachers should follow. And in that book there were two very big changes compared how the schools were in the former times. First of all, in the schools of Saint John Baptist de la Salle, all the students had to be silent and they had to listen to the teachers. This was a big change from former times, when it was basically that the students were in charge and were sent to schools to be learned and kind of a demand good education from their teachers. But the new rule in the Brothers of Christian Schools was that the teacher was the one whom you listened to, and you had to do exactly as he told you to do. And the second big change was that the classes were given in French, not in Latin. Before those times, because it was mainly nobility who went to schools, and Latin was the civilized and good language of the people who all the high educated people spoke. Also, all the books were in Latin and all the classes were given in Latin language as well. But now, when the poor children got their chance of receiving education, now they could study with the language they could understand. Saint John Baptist de la Salle had many trials in his school life. He had the trouble of getting good teachers, as we saw, and also lots of noble boys who he also wanted to train. They were used to getting their will in the classroom and not that of the teachers. So several complaints were made against the schools of St. John Baptist de la Salle, but he was at one point even deposed from his office, but his teachers refused to continue teaching if he would not be in charge. So eventually he was called back and continued his work as before. But this great man, the patron of teachers, did not just want to open good schools, he wanted to open good Catholic schools. So therefore, in all his schools, the students were guaranteed to have daily Mass and also daily communion. And in those times, it was truly extraordinary for people, especially the young people, to receive daily communion in their schools or in their churches even. And St. John Baptist de la Salle wanted to oppose the false idea that you had to be especially holy to receive Holy Communion. He knew that for a young person and for a child, Holy Communion is the most important way of growing in religion and growing in sanctity, because that's how you become Christ-like, by receiving Holy Communion and becoming one with him. St. John Baptist de la Salle died on Good Friday in the year 1719, but his work spread all over the world, and even in this country there were many schools operated by his brothers of the Christian schools. Dear children, on this day of this great man and this great reformer of schools, we would need to learn an important lesson of the sacrifices what the teachers have to make. Good teacher truly works to educate his children, and in this way, being a teacher is truly a vocation, like a vocation to the priesthood is. A good teacher does not work just for money or for the paycheck or for the high position. That was what the nobility in France used to work for. But a good teacher, like the followers of St. John Baptist de la Salle, they care also about the souls of children, and they care about religion, and they care about the child himself, so that he could grow up and become a good citizen and a good Catholic. Being a student, of course, is tough, and it demands lots of work, but dear children, when you are a student, you are only in charge of your own schoolwork and in charge of only of your own soul. A teacher bears much bigger responsibility, because he is in charge of the work of you all, and he is in charge of the souls of you all. So therefore, on this feast day, remember, children, to honor your teachers and respect them, because they take the place of your parents in school. And if you love God, you, of course, honor and obey your mother and father. And when you are a student, you can show and prove your love towards God, that you honor and obey the representative of God in the school, namely the teacher who sacrifices so much of his time and his work in guaranteeing the good life and a good religion and good place in heaven for you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.